Today we're learning Nida Daf Nun Dalet. We're going to just review the Mishnah quickly. Ha-ro'ah yomach yud aleph ben ha-shmashot. Tchilat nida v'sof nida, tchilat zivav v'sof zivav. She sees blood exactly in that ben ha-shmashot time, where it's twilight, where it's safek yom safek laila, and it's the last day of Zava. So we have to be concerned that maybe it's Nida, maybe it's Zava. We're going to talk about the fact that tchilat nida, sof nida, tchilat zivav v'sof zivav doesn't make any sense, the wording. We'll get back to that in a minute. And then we talked about the 40th day for the Zachar and the 80th day for the Nechava, same thing. And then we said these are To'ot. And then Rabbi Yoshua had this line where he said, Acha temetaknim et hashotot. You know, why are you trying to deal with these rare cases, even though he uses this also strange wording, shotot, which is usually, you know, people who don't have, or are not of sane mind. Bo v'tiknu et hapikchot. You should help the people of sane mind who have more normal cases. Okay, we're going to see there's a bunch of problems. Number one, sane and normal doesn't really fit here. And number two, in the end, you're going to see the cases that he brings are actually crazier than the cases, the other cases. Okay, tchila, everyone, it's all, I guess, your perspective. Tchilat nida v'sof nida. Tchilat nida v'sof ziva. In other words, what do you mean tchilat nida and sof nida? When you see on the night of the 11th, right, that's either it's the end of Zava, right, or it's the beginning of Nida. But it's not the beginning of Nida and the end of Nida. That doesn't make any sense to say Tchilat Nida v'Sof Nida. It should say it's Tchilat Nida and Sof Zivahi. So why does it say Tchilat Nida v'Sof Nida, Tchilat Zivah v'Sof Zivah? So Amar Rav Chisda, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Haro'ah Yom Yud Aleph Ben Hashmashot, Tchilat Nida v'Sof Zivah. Which is what we thought. And this case isn't brought in the Gemara, but what they're alluding in the Mishnah, but what they're alluding to, that you could have had a case also, if you saw on the seventh day of Nida, it would be Sof Nida v'Tchilat Zivah. So they're basically saying, right, there'd be a crossover, right? You could have a case where it's beginning of one end of the other, and you could have another case where it's the beginning of the other one and the end of the other one. Okay, so it just means that it's alluding to the case where it's not only the seventh of Zava, but it's also the 11th of Zava, it also could be the seventh of Nida. And you would have the same safek, just in the reverse direction. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Acha temetaknim et hashotot. Hane shotot ninu, to'ot ninu. These aren't shotot. They're people who end up with a messed up count. Right? They don't. Right? It's not their fault, exactly. And they just end up to'ot. So, ela tnei ta'ot. Okay? We should change the wording. It really should say to'ot. Now we're going to explain what, they don't really give an introduction, but what are these cases of the pikhot? Okay, let's talk about cases of pikhot, where the difference really between the cases that he brings and the cases that the Mishnah brings is that the Mishnah brings cases, and this is, I guess, why he says, you know, why are you talking about these cases? Talk about those. The Mishnah's talking, the first case is cases that she ends up with a messed up count. She's to'ah. Right now, at this point, she doesn't know. Maybe she's neither, maybe she's up. These cases are going to be just more complicated cases to figure out when she's in Nida, when she's in Zava, but it can be figured out. It's not like she has to worry on both Nida and Zava. It's just it's a more complicated case, but it can actually be spelled out very clearly whether she's in Nida, whether she's in Zava. Now, we're going to see here different patterns. The assumption is here that we have a woman who bleeds in a pattern-type manner, like a veset. She has a regular cycle, but her cycle is not going to be what you or I would think of a regular cycle, like she bleeds once every 28 days, but it's going to be a woman who bleeds one day, doesn't bleed, bleeds the next day. And that is every other day she bleeds. Or 2 days she doesn't bleed, 2 days she does bleed. 2 days, right? We're going to have 3 days she bleeds, 3 days she doesn't bleed. Every case we're going to go from 1 to 10. Okay, then they're going to jump from 10 to 100 and 1,000. But we're going to talk about what happens if a woman bleeds 1 day yes, 1 day no, or 2 days yes, 2 days no, 3 days yes, 3 days no, and what's going to be her cycle, and how are we going to do this? So if you have the Schottenstein, they have great pictures of all diagrams of all these cases. It will make it a little easier to follow. If not, bear with me, and hopefully we'll be able to follow. Ditanya. Yom echad tameh v'yom echad tahor. So what happens with this woman? Every other day she bleeds. So the only time she's going to be able to be mishameshet, we'll see, she's got a few possible days, okay? Mishameshet shmini v'leilo imo. So what happens? She bleeds first. She bleeds for the first day. Every odd day she's going to bleed. So on the seventh day she bleeds, but she can go to the mikveh that night because that's the end of her seven nida days. She ends her seven nida days. What happens? The eighth day she's muteret to her husband. And now they're making an assumption that this woman, her veset, she sees during the day. So basically she can be with her husband the whole night of the eighth, day of the eighth, v'leilo imo, and the night of the ninth. But then on the ninth in the morning, she's going to bleed already. Now, at this point, what happens? She becomes a Shomeret Yom Keneged. She's a Zava. Zava Ketana. She bleeds only a day. She has to wait the next day to make sure she doesn't bleed all day. She goes to the mikveh in the morning. She waits till nightfall. So she now, not only is Meshameshet Shmini V'Leloimo, but Arba'a Lelot Mitoch Shmona Asar Yom. In those 18 days, in other words, remember, the first 7 days she was in Nida, she couldn't be with her husband. She has the eighth day. And then, what does she have? Then she has four other nights. So let's just go through. So day number nine, right, she already bleeds. 10th day, she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. At nighttime of the 10th, she can be with her husband. But 11th is an odd day. She's going to bleed. So she already bleeds on the 11th. So the night of the 10th, and Kanal, the night of the 12th, the night of the 14th, the night of the 16th. Already then, right, the night of the 18th, well, the night of the 18th, theoretically she should be okay, right? Okay, I realize my error. It says, Arba'a Leilot Mitoch Shmona Asar. So that's the four that we said. And then also the night of the 19th. It just doesn't say that. I don't know why it doesn't say that. But also the night of the 19th, because the 19th day is going to be her, you know, then already on the 19th during the day, she sees Anita. But if she sees at nighttime all the time, then even if she hasn't yet seen at night, that's when her veset's supposed to come. In which case, she ends up with only one day. She can't do any other day, right? Because every day she's going to be, right? We only allowed her at the nighttime because she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Right? Every day she bleeds, and then every day she has to be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She's only Torah at night, and when she's Torah at night, she's already in the veset, she's expecting to get her period. So she can't do it then. Okay, so that's the first case. Next case. Shnei Yamim Tmeim, Ushnei Yamim Tehorim. Okay, 2 days yes, 2 days not. So Meshameshet Shmini, Ushnei Masar, V'shisha Asar, V'esrim. Okay, so now, what does she get? So 2 days yes, 1, 2 yes, 3, 4 no, 5, 6 yes, 7, 8 no. So now what happens? 7 days anyway, she's in Nida. That's the first week. The second week, she has day number 8, but 9 already, she's bleeding. Now, what happens? She bleeds 9 and 10. She bleeds 9 and 10, she's Zava Ketana. She has to, what, right? 11, she can't. Okay, she can't be with her husband. Now, she's not bleeding on the 11th, but she has to wait till the 12th. We're assuming, by the way, that she sees at night. So she can't be the night of the 11th. But day number 12, she's not bleeding, right? These are her bleeding days. Okay, 11, so 11, she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. 12, she can be with her husband. Okay, so. And then the same thing's going to happen for the next number of days, right? We're going to have the same thing again with 2 and then the other 2 only on the 4th day of every, right? 1, 2, she can't. The 3rd, she's Shomeret Yom. The 4th, she can be Mutar to her husband. And then already the next day, right, she's a problem. So that's what we're going to have on the 12th, the 16th, right? We have the day number 12, day number 16, day number 20, okay? But then right, day number 20, because again, what happened? She was in the same pattern, 17 and 18, she was Zava Ketana. 19 and 20, she's within her Nida days, but she hasn't yet bled. Those are the 2 days she's on the off days. She's not bleeding. So again, the 3rd day is Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom for the others, and the last day, she's okay. So now, then she starts bleeding and she starts Nida all over again. Now they say, V'tishamesh nami b'tishsar. She should be able to also be together with her husband on the 19th. Why? Well, what happened? 17 and 18, she bled. So she's Zava Ketana. 19, she's Yom Keneged Yom, but she's in potential Nida days. You don't have to be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom in potential Nida days. So therefore, they say, oh, look, she's... Really, she should also be allowed to be with her husband on the 19th because she doesn't have to worry about Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So we're going to have two possible answers to this. Amar Rav Sheshet Zot Omeret Gargiran. Gargiran Ditnan Asur. Okay, a Gargiran is someone who's Mimaher Lachto, like who might accidentally sin. And this is our concern if we say there's no Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom when you're on that Ma'avar, right, in between your Zava days and your Nida days, then you might accidentally think you don't have to be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom in a regular case. So therefore, we're going to be machmir and make her be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom on day 19 just so that you don't think that in a regular Savaktana you don't need to be that waiting that extra day. Rav Ashi has a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar, and there's a big nafkamina between the two, Nihi dechadasar lo bayishimor, asirim mia bayishimor. If you bled just on the 11th day, which is the 18th day of the month, right, with the last day of Zava, if you only have one day of bleeding, we wouldn't make you be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom because your next day is a Nida day. Definitely not, okay? According to the first answer, you would, because we're going to always make you wait Shomer Yom Keneged Yom so that you don't get confused with another, you know, a different time. But according to this answer, of Rav Ashi's answer, you don't have to wait if you just bled on 18, but here you bled for 2 days, which means 17, day number 17, which is day number 10 of your Zava days, required Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. But since you bled the next day, you still have to do your Shomer Yom Keneged Yom of your day before that. So therefore, according to him, it would only be if you had 2 Zava days, would you have to wait the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. Okay, so that's the answer as to why she's not allowed on the day 19. Okay, next. Shlosha yamim tmeim v'shlosha yamim tahorim. Okay, now we have 3 and 3. So what's going to happen here? So 3 takes you, right? The second set of 3, right? Always the first 7 days are needed, so we don't really need to discuss. The second set of 3 is going to be days 7, 8, and 9. Okay, so she's not going to be allowed on 8 or 9 for sure. She's bleeding. How many days does she have now? She has 2 days of Zava. So day number 10, she's going to be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So now on day number 11, she's going to be Mutar. So now 11, okay, so now she has 10, 11, and 12, she doesn't bleed. So 10, she had to worry anyway, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she couldn't be together. So she gets Shnei Yamim, she gets 11 and 12. But then what happens? Then she bleeds 3 more days. At this point, she's a Zava Gdola, and poor woman, Shuv Eina Meshameshet Lo'olam. Since she bleeds every 3 days, she can never get out of her Sheva Nikiyum. So she's going to be stuck forever. And not only this woman, but all the next cases until she gets up to 7 days she doesn't bleed. Because now, right, we're going to have the same situation. It's just going to be a little off about how many days she gets before she becomes a Zava Gdola. But once she becomes a Zava Gdola, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, if she bleeds every 4, 5, or 6 days, she'll never have 7 clean days. Okay? Unless she has a different pattern. But these women, not until you get past 7, these women have a pattern. They'll never have 7 days without blood. So because of that, they'll never have Sheva Nikiyum. Again, this is discussing, like I said in the beginning, he was saying to talk about these cases that seem so standard, but they're really not standard cases that a woman would believe in this kind of way. But could happen. It would be quite unfortunate. So, arba'a yamim tmeim v'arba'a yamim tohim. Mishameshet yom echad v'shuv eina mishameshet l'olam. She ends up with only 1 day. Why? Because 4 days yes, 4 days no. So what does that give her? Right? She's in day number 8, she's allowed. But then she already bleeds 9, 10, 11, 12. She's zava gedola, and that's the end of it. Chamisha yamim tmeim v'chamisha yamim tohim. Mishameshet shlosha yamim v'shuv eina mishameshet l'olam. She ends up with 3 days because, again, 5 and 5 is 10. So she'll end up with day 8, 9, and 10 where she's clean, where nothing happened after Nida. She goes to the mikveh after Nida. She has 3 days. She doesn't bleed. Then she starts her bleeding. She'll never get out of it. Shisha yamim tmeim v'shisha yamim tohim v'shameshet chamisha yamim. Okay, again, 6 and 6 is 12. So she'll have 5 days into her Zeva days before she starts to bleed. And then she'll end up bleeding again and she'll never get out of it. Shiva yamim tmeim v'shiva yamim tohim. Mishameshet, finally we get to someone who's going to end up with 7 nikiyim at least. So what's her situation? She's mishameshet revia yameha mitoch kavchet yamim. Okay, within an average month or 28 days, every 28 days she'll have one quarter. She'll have a full week that she can be with her husband. Okay, how does that work? 7 days she's in Nida. The next 7 days she doesn't bleed. Those 7 days she's mutar to her husband. The next 7 days she bleeds, she becomes a Zava Gdola. The next 7 days are her Sheva Nikiyum to get out of it. And then as soon as she gets out of her Sheva Nikiyum, she bleeds and then she's Nida. And then the whole cycle begins again. So she only ends up with that 1 week after she's in Nida. Shmona yamim tmeim v'shmona yamim tohim mishameshet chamisha sar yom mitoch arba'im v'shmone. Okay, let's talk about these, how we get to these 15 days. Okay, so she bleeds. Okay, in the Shanassin they do these charts where it gets a little confusing because instead of doing a 7 day chart, you know, all their charts were 7 days, like as if on a calendar. All of a sudden they do with 8, because you want to have 48 days. So 48 days, because that's what Gemara says, they're going to tell you within 48 days you're going to have 15 that you can see. Within 48 days you're going to have 6 Right? Six ours sets of eight. You don't have it?
Ours didn't change date. It's still seven.
Oh, really? That's funny. Okay. So you're going to have... You're going to have six sets of 8 days. Okay, so the first are going to be, right, the first 8 days, your Nida plus 1 day of Zava. So day number nine, you're not allowed because it's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, even though nine starts the second week, you're not bleeding anymore. Okay, this week, what are you going to have now? Well, you're going to have the rest of the days of this week, you're clean and you're fine. So that's 7 days, okay, in the week that starts with day number nine. Then you're going to be in Zava days. Okay, so you're going to end up needing 7 clean days. So you're going to have your whole, right, you're going to bleed for all those days. The next week, the next set of 8 days, the first 7 days are going to be Sheva Nikiyim, right? And then what happened here? I forgot to say this. Okay, sorry, I made a mistake. Go back. Then, okay, so you have, this takes us, sorry, go. Let's go back. You have the first 8 days, okay, 1 to 9, your Nida. Okay, day number 8 already, you start your Zeva days. Then day 8 and 9, right, your 9, you have to worry, Shomeret Yom. Then you have 7 clean days, okay? That gets you up to what day are you? You're at day 16 now of the cycle. Zeva days end at day 18. So week number 3, again, it's not week, it's set of 8 days, number 3, is going to start on day 17. Start on day 17 of your cycle. So you're only going to have 2 days, 17 and 18, where you're bleeding. So you're a Zeva Ketana, but now, right, this is a bleeding week. So now what happens? Starting from day 19 is Nida. So now she's going to be a Nida from day 19 all the way to day 25, the first day of the upcoming set of 8. Okay? So now 25 starts. She's done bleeding, though, by this point, but 25 is her last day of Nida. And now, again, she has 7 days where she's clean and she gets to be with her husband. That gets us up to 14. Okay, now it gets a bit complicated. Now, if this wasn't complicated enough, okay? Day number 33, okay, is now, okay, it's the 8th day of her Zeva days and she starts bleeding. So now she becomes a Zeva Gedola, okay? Because now she's bleeding this whole week. She's a Zeva Gedola and she only stops bleeding the following week on day number 41. So day number 41, she could start having Sheva Nikiyim, okay? And now what happens? She finishes her Sheva Nikiyim, she's got one more day left, okay? So that's her 1 day. So we have 7, 7, and then that one lone day at the end of that week, that, again, week of 8, where she ends up. So in 48 days, 6 sets of 8 days, we're going to end up with 15 days. But now the Gemara has a bit of a problem with this, because here's why it's complicated, the end part. It didn't sound so complicated, but it gets complicated. Why? Because in these Zeva Gedola days, okay, we said that day 33 was the 8th day of Zeva, okay? But when she gets to day 36, she's going to be in the 11th day of Zeva, and in come her Nida days. Her Nida days overlap within this time where she's theoretically then counting Sheva Nikiyim. Her Sheva Nikiyim, part of them are going to be during Nida days. Her Nida days are going to end at day number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Day number 43, okay? So 44 is the first potential Zeva day. Now, until now, we kind of thought, oh, you can count Sheva Nikiyim during Nida days. You need potential days, and no such issue. But the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe you can't. In which case, if you can't, then this 1 day is not going to end up happening because you're going to need Sheva Nikiyim only starting from day number 44, your Zeva days. So the Gemara asks and says on this 8 day case, says, Hane arba asar havu. So Amar Avad Bar Yitzchak, Zot omeret yimei nidata she'en ro'a bahen, olin l'sfirat zivata. He says potential Nida days where you don't see blood could theoretically count as Sheva Nikiyim. It would actually be really odd to think that they wouldn't, because they're potential Zeva days, right? And normally you have these 11 days. We didn't really assume that you bled the first few days and then used the rest of Zeva days for Sheva Nikiyim. Like, we assumed you became a Zeva at some point during those days, and afterwards you might be counting Sheva Nikiyim. But for some reason, the Gemara has this thought that maybe if it's potential Nida days, you can't be counting Zeva clean days. So comes Rav Bar Yitzchak and says, no, from this Braita, you can actually learn that you can do that. And as the following question was asked, a similar question, but this time, instead of talking, can you count 7 clean days during Yimei Nida? Question is, and we learned this already, can you count them during your, if you have clean days that were Dam Tame, potential Dam Tame days after having a birth? Yemele dasha eina ro'a behen. Let's say you have days after birth that you didn't see blood. Ma'u she'alu l'sfiratzi vata. Could they count as zava days? Can you? Okay, what's the case? Why do you need to be counting zava? If you were yoledet b'zov, you had 3 days of bleeding before you had the baby, and you never had seven clean days, you have to count your seven clean days after. Let's say you had a girl, and you bled for 7 days, and you have another 7 days of dam tami, you didn't bleed, can you count them as sheva nikiyim? So Amar Rav Kahana Tashma, Rav Kahana says, oh, we can learn this from the following braita. Ra'ata shnayim v'lashlishi hipila. She sees blood for 2 days before having a baby, and then on the third day she miscarries. Now, what's the problem? Eina yodat mahi pila. Not only does she not know, was she mipila a vlad? If it was a vlad, was it a male or a female? And was there blood even? She doesn't even know if she bled. Okay? She doesn't know a lot of things. Harezo safek ziva safek leida. You have to treat her. Now, if she didn't have a leida, but she was bleeding, she'd be a zava gdola. But if she didn't have a leida and she wasn't bleeding, she wouldn't even be a zava. Right? She'd be just a zava ketana. So we treat her as a safek ziva and safek leida. What does she do? Mivia korban. She brings a korban, right? It would be either for leida or for ziva. And a nona echal, but it doesn't get eaten. Remember, we learned that you don't eat the korban because you did malika in the Beit HaMikdash. And if it was a bird, remember it's a bird korban. And if you do malika, and it's not supposed to have been done in the Beit HaMikdash, right? It wasn't a korban. Malika doesn't actually permit you to eat the animal, only if it was done for korban purposes. So you can't eat the meat. Here's the important line. The Yemei Leida, what's the issue here? We don't know, was it Yemei Leida or not? We don't know if she bled, we don't know anything. So, since they can either count as Yemei Leida, or theoretically they can also count as Yemei Zava, as her seven clean days. So here you see that you can count them both as Yemei Leida and as Yemei Ziva. So Amar Papa, Shanei Hatam, this is different. This whole case is a suffix case. And what's why particularly he says, Kevan de'ika lememra yoledet zachari. Remember, what does she have to do? Since it's suffix nekeva, she has to wait 14 days. So if the 7 days, you have seven of those 14, like the last 7 days, she wouldn't bleed, we can count it. Comes her puppy and says, yeah, you can count that because maybe she actually gave birth to a zachar. V'kolhani shiva yetera dekam yavina le saka la l'spirati vata. She was anyway suffix. We don't even know. Maybe she had a male. If she had a male, well then, those 7 days didn't need to be dam tame days, dam leida days. They could be counted as zava days. So that's why we counted in that case, but not in a case where we know for sure. So Amalei Rav Huna Bridge, Rav Yoshua the Rav Papi says that's a bad rejection. Because even in that case, bioledet zachar ikal sipuke, bioledet nekeva lekal sipuke, maybe really it was a girl. And if it was a girl, then she needed all 14 days, and then she couldn't count her 7 days. So, you're right, because theoretically, she could have also been Yoledet B'Zov. She could have had Zava bleeding for 3 days, and the Leida, and she, right, and then it count, and she could have had a girl. So, it could theoretically happen, and then it proves again that you can count clean days that are technically speaking Tame days or Nida days as Sheva Nekiyim. So therefore, elalav shmamina, olim shmamina. So he says you actually can infer that it works. Last two few cases now. That was all a digression about the 8 days. Because remember, when we got with the 8 days, we ended up a case where she was counting her sheva nekiyim in her nida days, and that's when they got into this whole tangent. Tishayamim tmeim v'tishayamim tovim. This is very simple because 9 and 9 is 18, and that's our end of zava. So it's perfect. 9 days, right? What does she have? 9 days she bleeds. Then she bleeds 2 of those days or into her Zeva day. She's a Zeva Ketana, so day 10 she's not allowed. But the rest of the days, right, Tisha Yamim, Torin, Mishameshet Shmona Yamim Mitoch Shmona Asa, right? So she ends up with 8 days out of the 18 because she only loses that 1 day on the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and then she's allowed. This is also going to be a little neat. Vasara Yamim Torin, Yimei Shimushak Yimei Zivata. We'll get to that in a minute. 10 days, it ends up 7 and 3. So now if she's 7 and 3, what happens? She needs 7 clean days. Now what happens? She gets her 7 clean days, and then there's another 3 still. So the amount of, and those 3 she's going to be allowed. Then already she starts seeing 10 days, and then she starts the cycle all over. So she's going to have, just like she had 3 Zava days, where she was a Zava Gdola, she's going to have now 3 clean days. Because it's going to go 7, 3, 7, 3. It's very neat. Okay, again, 7 Nida, 3 Zava, 7 clean, three mutar. Then she's going to start again, and it's going to all go the same. And the same thing's going to happen for me'ah and for 1,000, that the number of days she's a zava is going to be the same number of days she's muteret. I'll go through the 100. I don't have to go through the 1,000, but you'll see. So again, what does she have? She's going to have 100 days she bleeds. So she's going to have, of those 100 days, 7 are nida, 93 are zava. Okay? Then she stops bleeding. She counts the first days as 7 clean days. Minus that from 100, right? Now she has 93 clean days, so she's going to be muteret for 93 days, and she was zava gdola for 93 days. Okay? So it's like cute. Okay, hatran alach basanan, end of all the mathematical equations of today. Dam hanida, starting the seventh parak. Dam hanida ubasal hamet, mitam'im lachim umitam'im yiveshim. We've also addressed this stuff before, which is the blood of anida and the flesh of a dead body. We're now going to talk about all types of tumah. They're mitame, whether they're dry or whether they're wet, okay? Whether they're moist still or whether they're dried out. Aval azov, v'hania, v'harok, v'asheretz, v'anebela, v'ashechotzecha, mitame'im lachim ve'em mitame'im yibeshim. But the stuff that comes out of the zav, the discharge, or any liquids that come out of him, whether it be mucus or saliva or asheretz, moving on topics, asheretz, a nevela, right, a dead animal, right, or a dead creepy crawly creature, the shechotzera, the semen, they're all metame lach and not yavesh. Okay, if it's dry, it's not metame. But if it's dried out, that it was liquidy and it was dried out, and im yicholim lahashchotu lachzor lekamot shehen, metameim lachin umetameim yaveshim. But if you can soak them in water and then they'll go back to their original state, then you say even yavesh, they would be metame. Kama hishriyatan, how long? Beposhrim eid laid in tepid water for 24 hours. So if it could go back to its original state, then yes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so now he's disagreeing with the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said, Basar Hamed is like Damanida, that's Matami Lach and Yavesh. Rabbi Yossi says, Basar Hamed Yavesh, Ve'eno Yachol Lahashchot, Lachzor Lekamot Shaya Tahor. If you have dry Basar Hamed, it's really like the second category, according to Rabbi Yossi, that only if it can go back to being moist again, then it's Tahor. Otherwise, it's Tameh. Then only if it can go back, then it's Tameh, otherwise it's Tahor. Now, you would have thought they're asking, where do we get all this from about the lach and yavesh? But no, that's not, in fact, the Gemara's question, Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Did dam nida mitame maga o umasa'o? How do you know that dam nida is mitame? If dam nida touches you, or if someone carries the dam nida, that's what it would be the reverse of. If someone carries the dam nida without touching it, they become tame. How do you know this? Amar chizki adam rakra, v'hadava benidata, madva kimota. Madva is a reference to the blood. The blood is like she is. Hadava benidata means the blood is like the nida. Mahi tmea, af madva mitama. Just like she's tmea, also her blood is. So they say, okay, fine. Eshkechalach yavesh minala. Now we get to our minala, which is what about our Mishnah? So that teaches us, you can see why we got here now. It was sort of almost like maybe this discussion was taken from somewhere else, minani mile, and pasted into here. And that's why it starts off with the minani mile, as if we know what question they're asking. It really has something to do with our Mishnah. But now this gets around to our Mishnah, which is, okay, so we understand then liquidy, but moist. But what about if it's dried out? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra, different pasuk. Dam isha ki tiyeh zava, dam yihiyeh zava b'vsaha. Yihiyeh means b'havayato yehe. Any status it is, if it was dry, as long as it was liquidy to begin with, right, then even if it dries out. Oh, that sounds like only if it's liquidy to begin with. Didn't we seem to say, even if it was dry? So they're going to say, right, that pasuk seems to make it sound like it always retains its original status, which was moist. So therefore, you might say, so that sounds like only if it started off moist and then dried out. But yavesh mi karo minalam, but if it was dry from the beginning, how do you know? Vitu, and furthermore, haditnan, hamapelet kimin klipa, kimin afar, kimin sara, kimin yavchushim adumim, tatil lamayim im nimochu tame, minalam. So what about this other thing, which is something comes out of your body, you discharge something that was this dried out stuff, right? We put it in water. If it's nimochu, it's tameh, which means if it's nimochu, then we know this dry, what's the whole issue there? If it dissolves in the water, then we know it's dam. If something comes out of your body, we don't know. Is it dam or is it something else? So if we know that it's dam, then it's going to be metameh, and that's even if it came out of your body totally dry. So you see that something dry, right? So where do we get this from? Yihyeh ribu yahu. So they say the word yihyeh is to include other things, even if it's dry. So now they say like this. Well, imahi osa mishkav. Where do we start? Now we go back to the beginning. We said hadava benidata. She's just like the dam is just like her, just like the nida. Well, if we're going to compare the dam just to the nida, they're going to suggest something that seems a little ridiculous. But ima osa mishkav moshav l'tamei adamu l'tamei begadim. Don't worry, I'm saying it's ridiculous. The Gemara is going to say it's ridiculous, okay? So if she's osamish kav moshav, meaning the nida sits on something, it makes whatever she's sitting on tameh, right? It becomes an avatuma. L'tameh adam u'l'tameh b'gadim. It can be metameh people and clothing. So af dama nami osamish kav moshav l'tameh adam u'l'tameh b'gadim. Maybe if blood is sitting, so to speak, and this is why it sounds ridiculous, blood doesn't sit, it's not an animate item. Blood sits on something, maybe it would also be mitame mishkav moshav. So the Gemara says exactly what I said the Gemara is going to say. This is a ridiculous question. Atu dama bar mishkav moshavu? Dam is not the type of thing that sits on something. Dam is on something. It doesn't sit on something. There's no mishkav moshav. That's a person. So they say, well, if you're going to say that's a ridiculous thought, to think that blood could theoretically be mitame mishkav moshav, I'm going to show you a source where it talks about an inanimate item that also they suggested maybe it would be tamei mishkav u'moshav. So don't think it's so crazy. V'litamech evet minugat bat mishkav u'moshav hu. A stone that comes from a house that was a leprous house, would you think that would be something you could say would sit on something? Now maybe a stone more so than a blood, but still, it's sitting really relates to a human being, not an inanimate item. So, and notice, we're going to have a special drasha to teach you that Evan Menugat is not Metame Mishkav Moshav. And again, if it was so obvious, you wouldn't need a special pasuk to teach you that. Ditanya, the Brita says, Yachote Evan Menugat Osa Mishkav Moshav L'tamei Adam L'tamei Begadim. Vidinu, you might have thought it does. And here's the logic. We're going to obviously say that there's a chumrah by Evan Menugat that isn't by Azav. What's the chumrah? Umazav She'eno Metame Bibi'ah. Okay, bi'a here is in the general context, we've been using bi'a of sexual relations. Bi'a here means coming into the house. If you come into a house where there's a zav, or a zav comes into the house where you are, it doesn't make you tameh just because they walked into the house. But yet, it is metame mishkav u'moshav. And evan menugat shemetama b'bi'a. But if you walk into a house where there's a stone from a leprous house, you actually become tameh just by walking into the house. So, if Evan Minugad is Mitama Bibia, Ein Odin Shemitama Mishkav Moshav, wouldn't you think it's Mitama Mishkav Moshav, the Tamei Adam, the Tamei Begadim? Talmud Lomar, we need a special drasha to teach you, no, Hazav. Therefore, they say, Hazav Lo Evan Minugad. Only the Zav has this unique color, halacha of Mishkav Moshav, and not Evan Minugad. So now, back to our thing. So, Tama Demiate Kra, Halav Hachi Mitama. Right, what do you see there? If you didn't have the pasuk, you would have thought it's Tamei. So, back to our question, maybe Dam is mitame mishkav u'moshav, just like the nida, because of the comparison, the pasuk to the dam to the nida. So now the Gemara says, umina, well, if you have this drasha of hazav, and it comes to exclude evan minugat, we can do the same exact thing by the nida. Umina means, and exactly from where you asked your question, that's where the answer is. Lav mi amar hazav lo evan minugat, hachana mi amar kra, asher hi yoshevet alav. Right, it talks about the nida. She's mitame mishkav u'moshav. It says he yoshevet alav. He v'lo dama. She and not her blood. And here.